So yeah, last week we decided that we would try and pursue using LibMesh to work on our problems for the next time frame, kind of a year or so. So then we just have to start looking at how we're going to do that.
Shane, can I just maybe get a bit of feedback from Greg Travis on that? That was based on the analysis of performance that Karen Shane have done, and also looking at several other packages, but and plus the level of activity associated with that grouping. So what do you think about the idea that we go with LibMesh based on PSC that allows the instructed meshes and has derivatives, its current basis set, and that we're therefore sort of committing to a C++ API-based open source program, but we do it for reaction diffusion only for the next year. So we build up experience based on linking CellML into that structure. So we're not looking at other issues like how do we map CMGUI onto common data structures. We're simply saying this is the way we want to go, and we need to have time to get a fair bit of experience around. And then we use that in anger for some of our bigger problems.
I'm not the same boat as Carl is. Probably about a month ago, I was playing around with LibMesh quite a bit. I found it turned to be my information documentation sample. I'm using the code. It's definitely a little bit. I'm all for it. The idea, I'm all for it before, sooner rather than later. So, yeah.
Okay, good. And
Greg, could you? Yeah, I've just uploaded along from the wiki and
I think it's good for us to get a leg up like that, rather than be hindering too long at the low level, spend a lot of time developing the framework.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would give us a lot of the framework that we're looking for.
Okay.
It's well supported, and we need to be able to add in if we want to.
Yeah. Good.
Good.
Yeah. Did we make any contact with developer Jeff?
No.
I mean, I was definitely interested in seeing what they thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, one thing I'm quite interested in that is sort of parallelizing the mesh, because I think the legal system is the first issue we have, if we're trying to think the problems, and so that we've got a good thing to test out the dialogue of, see where, how difficult I think that is, and where it's at.
How much memory does the mesh? Or it's nothing like a matrix. Like
no.
Matrix for the discretization on that mesh.
Well, for our simple problem, it was mostly memory, but when you've got cells with lots of state variables, it's going to be quite different. Because the state variables would be distributed.
Yeah, so I think, I was kind of hoping we started this dialogue before we made this decision, but that's okay, I'm very happy. I think we do need to pursue this somehow, writing in some detail, starting the dialogue, preferably within that time frame of the year, we're actually making some visible contact as well.
Mm-hmm.
but for what we need to do, we have to decide. I mean, we kind of did decide at the start of this exercise in December our initial problem, but I guess we need to be working towards that. I think also we need to also maybe look at the example tree and then try and identify some things out of the example tree that we'd like to do or something, so we can say, okay, we've done example blah blah blah, here's the equivalent result using LibMesh, and then with that, you know, that'll help us to decide how we test and demonstrate that we can do the same problem. So I think it's important that someone doesn't say, oh, I did it once and then we don't know how they did it or whatever, but more importantly that there is, you know, we're doing the same things we do with CN, which is testing those problems and making sure we have an example that shows how it's done and how that's tested.
We had talked about building up a unit test framework that was a little more rigorous than the current example test that we're actually testing, you know, functionality in different stages as you go.
I'm not actually familiar with LibMesh enough to know what testing is.
Is there any testing part of the library package? Is there a test suite?
Well, I think all it does is run and check the exit status, but I don't see anything that actually checks the other things.
Just one of the things we need to discuss, because we're looking to add potentially useful functionality to look at how who knows what their long-term plans are. We're just considering reducing our time limits towards the project. We can take it over or something.
So perhaps
there's nothing right now.
Perhaps we could contribute by adding a test framework over the budget, so we're not carried away and about to do that.
I think I'm quite confident we could make it sit within our example framework and do the same sort of testing that our example framework already does without too much trouble.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing with the current example testing is we don't actually know what code is tested or not tested.
I know there's lots of problems with it. I'm not doubting that. I'm just saying that
it's just because it's one of the things we talked about in the initial stage.
Yep.
It's being important that we'd actually make sure
address
every part of the code had some individual test that we could do, that we would have confidence in that module or that, you know, not just particular lines through it based on parameters or whatever, but just knowing that whole piece of code is valid and we have some confidence in it.
So is that unit testing of the additional modules that we write on top of the mesh?
Yeah, I was just thinking.
Well, it doesn't seem useful unless it goes all the way through.
And the unit testing.
Yeah, that's why I was asking if there was one already testing what is part of it, but yeah.
Okay, so I couldn't quite see how you do that though, given that code base being handled.
Well, that's what we've got to work collaboratively with.
I see.
It has to be, if we're going to adopt
then
it.
Then we have to have some confidence that is accurate.
Yeah.
And it's possible.
Okay, so well, it does seem time to write to those guys and say, we're planning on basing a major project here on the mesh. Can we get into some sort of dialogue on those issues?
What level are we prepared to contribute to putting in some testing frameworks inside the bridge?
I would assume what level we want to do, right?
Yeah. So it would be an initial framework to test the thing.
I think we need to identify what parts are LibMesh we want to test. And there's multiple threads going on here, but where we want to go from here to starting with the unit testing for LibMesh and whatever we add to it, to building into the reaction, to building a reaction diffusion component to adding to cell alpha, and you probably identify a few others.
Yeah.
I guess it's which do you focus on first?
Well, initial dialogue could just be these are some issues that we see are going to come up. Have you guys thought about it?
That's exactly what I think we need first. Before we say, oh, we can do this if you do that sort of thing, I think we just need to start a dialogue about what they think they might do.
And if we're going to really treat this as true open source, I think there, if you look at the thread of messages exchanged between users and developers, I know there's at least one person that's done Reaction Fusion.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're really going to treat this as true open source, then you could inquire about Reaction Fusion books that's written.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's written on top of Linux, then really that should be freely available.
Mm-hmm.
So.
We have to go somewhere in between sort of letting them know where we're at and what our concerns are and not overloading them with all our questions at once and sort of going up through the ones that we think are more important.
Yeah.
And there's another thing here is that I was mentioning to Carl and Shane last time, there's a program that's come originally out of East Richmond, which has been picked up by Gerling Klang in Austria, and is also used now by Blanca Rodriguez in Oxford, which is based on, certainly based on PESCI, certainly based on PESCI code, but what I'm not sure is whether it also uses Libmesh. But I know it's an open source thing, and there's certainly solving the Reaction Fusion problem. So what I
did a lot of searching for an hour and a half or something, and it comes up with lots of references to using PETSCII, and that's it. There's no software, there's no project state listed. I mean, I have no doubt what the conversation you had, but on a web search, I get nothing about anything.
Yeah, no, I suspect it's a code that's being shared among these people.
It hasn't
been set up as a general service to a community, but they may well be interested in participating. So perhaps I'll email them and just find out whether they are using the page and where they will.
I did just review plain paper with them in June. With their package. They don't reference the French. They do reference their package, I forget its name. But it was originally.
Also, they say it's one more.
Yeah, they have. They have a name for it, but it doesn't reference the French at all. I don't think
his earlier stuff referenced PESCI a lot.
They referenced PESCI, it's different, built on PESCI.
Yeah, which I presume
is. But it is unstructured.
Yes, yeah.
So that means they do it, they certainly somehow got around the PESCI limitation.
Well, I think they use PESCI more as just a solver, so I don't think PESCI handles much of the construction mesh. they use it to hook it to the solver.
I'll email Gunnar, I know him reasonably well, and just simply ask him, because Blankens, I know, is simply using what Gunnar does, I think he's probably the key one now. I'm sure he would be interested in participating in getting the visa on this. He's using an AMD. Another issue, I suppose, is your current work on MultiGrid. How easy is it going to be to map all of that onto the structure?
I would go to the engine. It's not structured mesh. I went with FoxMG because I was focusing on Mark's specific tissue-based problems.
Yeah.
They're structured.
Yeah.
And while I could have used AMG, there's no AMG method for using OpenMP. And you can take a serial energy and parallelize it with an ID, but it, you can't parallelize a set like that. So the perpetuity used for that problem, but I would definitely look in PETSD with AMG.
Yeah.
That's just kind of the state.
Is there an API vision in population?
There is, yeah. So, I mean, I could use that for problems that were...
Not all of that issues will be on the structure.
Right, right. For the structured meshes, I could look at box EG.
But into PSP?
Outside of that. Depends on how we set up solvers.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's a solver that call pesky solvers, and they call other solvers outside of pesky. Super LU, for example, not part of pesky.
Yeah, right.
So there'd just be a class.
But that BoxMG, you're currently doing it with OpenMP rather than NPR.
Yeah.
So what about the NPR?
There's a different version of NPR.
Fairly metal delivery shooter, that wouldn't be terribly difficult.
It's just transforming the matrix.
Yeah. Yeah, same.
So the biggest issue then at the moment is the issue of how to proceed with unit testing.
Is it? Well, I find that very hard to... No, I don't think so. I personally don't think so.
I think it's time for some.
It's alright?
I think which to do we do in terms of do we just try and interaction with
that? Yeah, I'm much more interested in making progress and actually getting some of the examples that we already have working rather than the infrastructural stuff.
To start with, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't want us to get to 5 years down the track and be in a similar state where we are with the current code.
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah. So I'm quite happy to start.
I don't see it as the immediate priority. But
I'm quite happy to start those dialogue things, but I really don't want them to get in the way of the
actual progress.
Yeah. The developers would definitely have thought about these things.
They must have.
They might have something really helpful.
And that
happens the penalty of doing interaction fusion processing.
We were developing a whole lot from scratch and trying to build it in.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
Can't do that.
So we start with just cube the reaction fusion process. Get that in. Do a cubic model and then get sell an off one.
What we could do is just trust the mesh and leave that alone into the system at the moment and develop tests as we go for our examples, which is all going to be at a higher level. And then if we end up substantially adding or changing the mesh as part of it, then to develop something along that.
So does this mean, in terms of the infrastructure here, for examples and testing and so on, how much would this build into our existing infrastructure, or how much would you be setting up something new specifically?
So, I mean, it's in my mind, it's very possible just to keep using the structure we have and add a new sort of program type.
It's very one, right?
Very easy, well, yeah. Designed to be able to have new program types in it.
Right.
So you can go in
and add a new example at the end.
Yeah.
Z or whatever it is.
Yeah. or libmesh.
Yeah.
And when I started the libmesh tree, I just put libmesh stuff in.
Okay, so that's building on the existing.
But you could populate
it. Is that what you'd want to do?
No.
You want to take the existing tree and
just put it in the right places in the tree.
Yeah, so you have the schema solve and the libmesh solve and you can actually
It's not so easy in the same example. You'd have to change things.
That's a different example, but in the same branch of the example tree.
Yeah, unless you could easily do it, so you walk right at the very top of it. Yeah, so...
Well, you can, but you'd have to shift all the CN ones down one.
So you need another level,
that's quite a pain.
Just for now, I'll start as if it's like, you have your CN example. definition, and once it gets more mature, it's probably it's that much simpler to just add on to the existing ones and create a whole new structure that sort of grids.
It just means that it's in the right place if someone's used to looking at it. That's where it is.
I see users initially getting confused when they look at the examples and there are Steam examples, with separate Steam examples, and then that's what it's going to be the one with it. And Steam is a good idea. Well, it seems easy to tell people that this tree is Steam Grid examples.
And all the other ones aren't.
I'd rather look at a problem and say this has a Seamus component, Seamus Grid component, the mesh component.
Because often you use both, don't you?
Mm-hmm. So, and you just have a flag on there as well.
That's how it was set up, but not really.
And the example in itself is independent of what you use to solve it. So that's. You don't want a completely separate tree over here with all those same branches and examples.
And is that the tree is set up for the benefit of users, not for the benefit of developers. So you identify a problem as your first.
Do you intend to duplicate the examples for both the libmesh version and the C version?
So right at the very tip of this tree where you are. Presumably you start just by having alongside the current example that uses CM, you've got a new example that's the same thing but using the mesh.
That's easy.
Start with that.
But it is a bit confusing to a user.
All of this is just semantic. Anyone could view it in any way you want. You could construct a tree that you access just by going through libmesh, and you only see examples that are libmesh.
We've argued about having such a database look up for
it. Would be an obvious way to do it. And then all you're choosing is the way you look at your example code, you know, how it's stored is almost.
We've said that consistently for years, and yet we have never created another way of looking at it.
But because we don't really have any tags with examples that we have.
Well, you can tell which is the enjoy or not.
That would be great.
But we've never written that. I mean, I'm reticent to develop the HTML infrastructure and PHP and stuff around it that with what we have, whereas I think if we believe in clone and that you could write a clone product, if that's an example, that at least would be in the same place as our tracker and our wiki.
So the way to go then is to do these examples, stick them into our current structure at the end. And then at a later stage.
Just write libmesh.
Yeah, and then at a later stage decide whether we then move it into a more clone like environment.
I mean, what it seems like we're going to pick one at a time and get that working. Is that right?
You can I think that at least it's a concrete step, we can see what we've done.
Try to just get added to the wiki in some way. Each time one of those is added, we'll have it. Like perhaps libmesh should be like
So is that, Carl, is that something you can do to choose? Choose a very simple example, actually get it set up in the tree using the mesh.
Yeah, I think so.
Put the mesh into the repository and start.
if they want to reconnect changes to Fed Mesh. I probably saw Ash writing stuff in a separate rather than adding to the Libmesh library, sort of have our own separate code but use the Libmesh library. And that way we're a bit freer of how we choose to distribute that. But I assume we are going to need some exchange to Libmesh at some stage, and that would probably I don't know best whether that whether we have our own sort of version copy or whether we just maintain a sort of patches.
What's the normal way you proceed in an open source thing like this? Do you develop your own routines that use the library, and then when you're sufficiently confident about them, submit them to the gatekeeper?
Normally you'd start by doing some patches to add additional functionality.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that if you're a regular commissioner and you become trusted, then you probably commit them yourself. It would normally just be after some feedback on where you're doing that thing.
Right.
But I think Carl's point's a good one, that we keep aware of the line that the Libmesh and modern, so we're not all of the stuff that we're writing is added to Libmesh itself. For the most part, Libmesh is the library that supports what we build on top of it.
Yeah.
Not touching on that. At some stage you might add some of the low level structure that
take it out of ours and put it into the
mission. Well, no, it depends on the level that it's at. If it's, say, it's the same thing as something there, but it's a different, like, a different basic function or something different about the assembly or so.
Or a reader or a writer.
Those are almost auxiliary things on the side.
I'd hope to commit it. I mean, there's zillions of readers in there now.
So if it's duplicating what something else already does, but does it differently, it goes in there. If it doesn't, it will be just stay out the item.
Could things sound like phases functions would be adding new functionality to the machine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Versus an interface to CMD or something is.
Or the construction of the reaction diffusion problem.
Because the way it's built, I don't know if you've looked at it, because the examples are just a bunch of different types of problems. So there's just creating a mesh, there's a time spent one, there's a steady state one, and there's a not your stoked one. And those are separate pieces of code. It's hard to say if they're really part of the core of Libmesh, right? What would you say?
I don't think they're really intended to be.
They're examples.
They're examples, yeah. So it's like you're building a reaction diffusion code, you're really building your own example. So you can almost treat that as
It was just the code that I was putting into the example. Where the compile is at the moment is where that would go.
They essentially define a time-dependent class, various things like that. So it's all quite general and then you have the diffusion instantiates.
Yeah. One thing that's not clear to me where it would fall exactly is using CellML, and that would, I think initially we'd write it ourselves, but if other people thought that it was useful, then it might end up going deeper down. There's something that I can see where it's not entirely clear.
That would be a logical progression, wouldn't it? You might spend a year using that, developing it here, and then when it became sufficiently routine, you might want to see you submitting it here. Okay.
Anything else?
I was going to ask if we decided whether the newsletters will be interactive in the way that it's written, or it will be more like a batch style program. So are you essentially creating your program on the fly, or is it pre-packaged and
Yeah, so I imagine that we will just continue to use it in the same way that it's being used at the moment, which is that it's not that you write your C program as your COM file,
yeah,
and you compile it and run it, and that you don't, you know, it's not and if we chose to put an interpreter on the top of it at some point down the track, then we could, but I can't see a very good argument for it.
Well, except that in doing so, you can open, well, you know, sort of forces you to provide a set of, like an API, really, a set of routines that constitute the open scenes and allows people to hook stuff together using their favorite environment, I suppose. Cool. MATLAB.
I mean, we could replace the COM files that we would be writing with Python files, which would be probably the far easiest port to a scripting language. It would eliminate the need to use a C++ compiler on the final link. That's all. I mean, it really doesn't, you know, it's not.
Because there are Python shell, there's Python in the shell.
It may be. No one uses the shell shell either.
No.
But anyway, that's something, a decision that could be made later, once there's more experience gained.
I think that we don't get caught up in duplicating that interface into the solver. So, just in terms of you saying, what do we pursue? Pursue a particular example as a standalone unit that is, you know, it's a single job, single problem.
Yeah.
That's it. Not trying to generalise things at, you know, at that early stage. Sort of building one piece of code to do this.
Yeah.
Here's one that does. Yeah.
And that's consistent with our recognition that the really big problem we need to solve with this is reaction diffusion on the heart.
Yeah.
And the process of coupling that into all the rest, mechanics, etc., comes later. We don't think about that for a while. But there is one.
But you can certainly write this C program that you're writing, that is your example, the C++ program you're writing is your example. It explicitly states how you're linking these things together. It replaces what we did in the compile before, and that's compiled. It seems superior.
Yeah, except that you're losing something with that, in terms of flexibility.
If people who actually use them write a compile and they run it, I just can't see, if in the same way you can write a C program, people don't sit there with the command prompt and type things. I don't think they do.
Well, we do. In fact, we did. In fact, it is.
Oh, and you do for teaching. but you know, but so it's nice at a teaching level to be able to step through one line at a time.
Yeah.
But in an
once you know what you're doing, you'll know what you're wanting to do, and doing the same thing with you.
Yeah, and you go and edit a compile if you want to change things, which is the same thing as going editing a main program. And you just
there are certainly circumstances. For instance, when you're wanting to sort of visualize the results, where you will want to have the flexibility of an interpreted environment.
So, I mean, the way this is normally done with these programs is that you write, I'd like to export my results at this point in my script, and then you load up those results into your visualization class.
Or you pause at this point, send a flag to say, I've reached this location, and the other program can access it.
Sure. You could have it more directly.
Anyway, I don't think we should get hung up on this now, because the main thing is getting experience under this compiled environment with these large problems.
Well, I think I bring up one issue.
Yes.
Is the mesh, especially for what we're talking about. At the start, we obviously don't have to worry about it. predefined domains and structured meshes, but you can easily read in the hard mesh and define the structured fed mesh on that, and then export that into a file and then call that your mesh. It's not very it's a very indirect way of getting the mesh. Just one thing to think about. One thing to think about is how we want to handle meshes for the reaction fusion problems for full heart or ventricle or stomach or whatever. Yeah.
No, I think that is a task that we can find out. Figure out what we have to do in terms of embedding meshes and generating embedded meshes.
Another issue is how we guide new physical students that are starting. Like, if you hear Sam is coming, I wanted to get his project started very young, probably using the LibMesh. But what about Zor?
Yeah, we nearly
Is he, what are the plans with, because he's working with Mark, you know, is that the idea that he uses back current backing schemes to practice for us?
Yeah.
He's some way away from needing to address that because he's doing experimental.
Right.
We may need to at some point get a bigger group together to discuss a common strategy where people aren't doing reaction diffusion on the heart.
Yeah, we could at least try and identify which are the important structures in the reaction diffusion code that people want earliest on. For example, being able to break intracellular in space so you can simulate a cleavage plane or various things like that. Instead of waiting until, because the way it's done in back end sequence, it's very particular to the arrays and everything.
Yeah.
I should grab the charger when it's
used. Yeah, that's something to do with later. So I guess I better communicate with Chris shortly.
Yeah, but now we've got a... Did you start with him in your travels, or...?
Yeah, but that was the point where we made the decision.